Speculation growing that Australia and New Zealand will reopen to each other in a two-way travel bubble as soon as April the 12th, maybe April the 19th. But it does seem as though the airlines are gearing up for this, particularly Qantas and Air New Zealand. What will it mean? How will it work? Will we in the West be a part of it? On the line, the CEO of the Tourism and Transport Forum, Margie Osman. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm well. What's your confidence level that this gets up and running in the next week or two?
Well, look, I think this has been on the cards for quite some time. I mean, the Australia-New Zealand Leadership Forum, which I'm part of, put the plan to both governments in the middle of last year in terms of how we would make this work. So it's really about having what they call green lanes in the airport and keeping those people who are coming from countries that we're happy about separate from others. So it's a fairly simple system, and I think the aviation industry is ready to go.
So what would you need to do if you wanted to either fly from Australia to New Zealand or vice versa?
Well, essentially what we want is two-way traffic with no quarantine.
Yep.
And I think the important thing about getting this up and running is what it does to confidence. People feel like the world is starting to return to normal. They'll feel more inclined to travel. The trick with this, of course, is going to be making sure that the borders operate the way we need them to operate. And that's why they've just got to spend a little bit more time on the rules. But we are very hopeful of an announcement this afternoon.
This afternoon. We're hearing perhaps around midday our time in Perth. Is that roughly what you're hearing?
About so, yes. What normally happens is the Prime Minister has a presser after her cabinet meeting, which is normally at about 4 o'clock in Auckland.
Okay, so that's when we should expect it. I'd love to hear from you, 922 11882, if you'd like to be New Zealand bound, whether it's for family reunion reasons or just because you'd love to head over for a holiday. The question that I have from our West Australian point of view, Margie, is how it interacts with our West Australian border arrangements. And Mark McGowan's been pretty clear that he reserves the right to close WA off to other states. I presume that New Zealand's a part of that as well.
Well, look, essentially what we do need to find out later today, whether New Zealand is going to apply this to the whole country or whether, in fact, they're going to take a state-by-state attitude. I think probably what it does mitigate in favour of is some uniformity in terms of how states respond. Obviously, it's a state's right to do what they think is the best thing for the health of their citizens. But essentially what we now desperately need with the potential to open up internationally is some certainty around how all states will respond and have them responding in the same way. The classic example is Queensland last week. Every state responded differently.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And I still think that's going to be an obstacle with this New Zealand option as well.
Look, the obvious one for the first opening is going to be Sydney, Auckland. Both airports are pretty much set up for this anyway, mm-hmm. So as are a number of major airports here in Australia, but Sydney-Auckland's probably the logical route. At this point in time, you've got about 75,000 Aussies in New Zealand and probably about 600,000 New Zealanders in Australia, all desperate to reconnect with family without any of the quarantine provisions and just being able to get back together. And that is going to be the most important first part.
Okay. Will you need a vaccination passport or anything like this? These are things that have been speculated about. Or will it just be as simple as filling out a declaration saying, oh, I have no reason to believe I've got COVID and I'm coming from a, COVID-free jurisdiction?
Certainly the indications are at the moment that there's no need for a vaccination passport as part of this relationship. So, we just have to wait and see what happens at the end of the day. But the scuttlebutt is that, it's just the two-way transfer with no quarantine between the two countries. It's a very important outcome for the New Zealand tourism industry. They rely very heavily on Australia.
Margie, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Gareth.
Margie Osman, she's the CEO of the Tourism and Transport Forum Australia. My instant read on that is it sounds like it'll be New South Wales and New Zealand. That's what it feels like to me. It'll be Sydney to Auckland, as Margie says. And I just wonder what that means for the way that Mark McGowan treats New South Wales. Now, it's pretty obvious to me that New Zealand's record of COVID control is as good as ours. So I don't see why you would treat it any differently to the system that's currently applied, such as it is. That system of medium, low and very low risk. You would say that New Zealand is very low risk. Is that in fact how Western Australian health authorities and the state government will treat it. I think we'll wait and see on that as the morning unfolds, and I'm sure that someone from the state government will be asked about it.